Spring has sprung, and you're the one. Live from WGBB, Long Island's oldest radio station. It's time for...
Listen up over the noise. Jesus is on the air.
Palmer, you're messing everything up with your contraptions.
I know, well, so I get a little feedback. What's a little feedback among friends? And it cools our heart. See how nice and quiet we are while Al sings. Isn't that nice that we're so gentle and quiet?
Because we love that guy. You know it, admit it.
I don't love any guy. I want men to stay in their place. Sit on the couch on Sunday, watch football, baseball, drink beer, burp, and have whatever pretzels and potato chips you can. That's a man. That's a real man.
You really want him to join the men's conferences. That's what you
no,
want.
No, I don't. That's a real man. Stay home. Do nothing. Let your kids run wild. Don't have any values. Go ahead. See if we care, men. See if we care. Oh, are we on the air? Oh, my God. I didn't know that.
You messed it up again, Palmer.
Oh, we're on the air. Oh, well. Hey, listen. Hey, Trevor, I'd like to start the show over again. Would you play song two? And this is for all the men who sit on the couch and burp. Ready? Get up, men. There's a beautiful blonde waiting for you.
Man, and I'll soon give you 10,000 more.
We only need one man, and we get 10,000 more.
Bolder and bolder they grow as they go to the floor.
Nelson Eddy has been dead 50 years, still singing that song.
And there's nothing in the world can halt or mar a plan. When stout-hearted men can stick together, man.
Over, you gotta tolerate it a few more moments. Wait till you hear Nelson hit the high note. That's why he died, you know. Somebody stick a pin in him.
You know a good psychiatrist I can send it to?
I picked that song in prayer. I had that song on my mind all week long because I knew that we were going to have Anthony Gentile and Joe Villafan here today, founding here today, to talk about the men's prayer conference.
And you were so proud of that song. You couldn't wait for me to hear it.
Couldn't wait
for me to call you. And by the way, that's Dr. John Palmer, PhD, and I'm Dr. Anthony Chiffo, PhD.
And I'm not going to say piled higher and deeper. I won't say
and
that.
And we love Jesus, and yes, you should too.
And ladies, we want you to get your husbands here. Sit them down.
Hold their hand.
Yeah, well, that's good. And get your boys here, your young men here, your teenagers here, because we're talking about something that's very, very, very important.
I just want to say one thing.
Go ahead.
And then I probably won't talk the whole show. Just want you to know out there that when that song used to play years ago, Palmer was a little boy. And I wasn't even born.
I was 19. But, you know, what we're all about today, and I know we're fooling around a little bit at the beginning of the show, but we're trying to get the attention of men, real men, not the ones who watch television and do nothing but drink beer, which is the culture that's promoted about men. We want men who really go after the true values in life. And that's what this show is about. We want to capture the hearts of men and go against the culture that says men are just not interested in God. We have 1.5 million Catholics on Long Island. 500,000 go to Mass on Sunday. 350,000 of them are women. 150,000 are men. As far as I know, that doesn't match the statistical breakdown of sexes. And men look at religion as for the women. And it isn't. It's just like that song. It's for stout-hearted men.
Yes, so come on. Introduce our guest.
Nah.
Come on, you do it.
Anthony, say hello.
Hello, everybody. How you doing today?
Yeah, it's Anthony Gentile and Joe.
Good morning, everybody.
And Joe and Anthony are members of the men's group that are having a men's conference next Saturday at Holy Trinity High School. And guess what, everybody? Palmer and I are going to be there, and we're going to be doing a live telecast.
Oh,
I mean broadcast.
Broadcast, not telecast.
All right. I'm just hoping someday we'll be on TV.
I thought we hired you guys to sell snow cones at the conference.
We do. We do.
Did. We will be.
But, you know, the conference is right at the core of what God wants. He wants real stout-hearted men. He wants men who will stand up for what they believe. Tell us about the who, when, where, what, and why of the conference.
Well, it's going to be next Saturday, as Dr. Chufo said, March 31st at 7:30. Registration will begin at Holy Trinity High School, and we're very excited. We have a very, very interesting program for the day.
The theme of the day is Belong More Deeply. We took that from Bishop Murphy's most recent pastoral letter from 2010, Advent. And the reason we chose that theme is because we really feel that it's at the core of what God is asking us to do now as men. In this culture of hopelessness, he's asking us to belong more deeply to hope. In this culture where life is, you know, denigrated and just disrespected, to belong more deeply to the sanctity of human life, where faith is thrown under the bus, to belong more deeply to faith, to belong more deeply to him who is life. So this conference, you know, the Long Island Catholic Men's Ministry and the Diocese of Rockville Center is calling men to belong more deeply to what is the answer to all of society's ills.
And who are you going to have there?
Well, we're going to be there. So
well,
that's enough.
We're going to be there.
You're
no,
going to be there.
But
so
you
who
have,
else do we need?
You have wonderful speakers
we
lined
do.
Up for the day. And the bishop is going to be there.
Bishop Murphy will be there saying a morning mass at 9 a.m. And I'm very excited to say that we're going to have the Pro Bikers for Life being our first presenters of the day. These guys are just awesome witnesses to the sanctity of human life. They're out there. They're saving lives, saving babies, and saving mothers from the horrors of abortion at these abortion clinics, especially in Manhattan and on Long Island. So they're going to be there in full force, and I'm really excited about that. We also have Father Anthony Staganelli, pastor of St. Philip's and James, is going to come. And his talk is something really that's at the core of what we men need to hear. His talk is about biblical manhood and understanding more deeply our identity as Catholic men.
Well, our keynote speaker today will be Greg Willits. Well, Greg Willits from the Catholic Channel on Sirius Radio. So we're very excited that he's going to be coming. And he's going to be talking about Catholic families and the need for Catholic men. So we're very excited. We have a very nice flow for the day with different topics. And then our wrapping up the conference is going to be Father Douglas Arcolio from Holy Redeemer. And his talk is going to be Amazing Grace.
Belonging more deeply to the sacraments. That's something that we found in talking about the conference and talking about what's needed. Father Acolio's talk to wrap up the day, to really bring men back to the sacraments, is really something that lays heavy on our hearts, and it's really the answer. We need to get back to confession. We need to get back to Holy Mass, to realize who we receive in Holy Mass, to realize who we are as men and whose we are. And that's really the thrust of the day.
How did you guys get involved in this?
Well, we're involved in our own parish, in the Cura of Ars and Merrick, in the men's group there. And Anthony is the leader of that group, and I work with him on his core team. And we've just been very passionate about men's ministry throughout the diocese. And we were fortunate to be asked to work with the Long Island Catholic Men's Ministry on this particular conference.
Now, I think, Anthony, you're the chairman of this conference, aren't you?
Yeah, this year I actually got elected as the chairman, so I was in charge of really just putting together the theme and working with the executive committee and the conference committee, on which is a great bunch of guys, by the way. We had about 14 guys who from all parishes over the island who are involved in men's groups in their parishes, who come together and work really hard on the conference.
And you have been a dynamo, an absolute dynamo in running this conference.
Thank you, Tony. Glory of God.
Well, I think we're going to break records with attendance.
I hope so. Well, we lay it before the Lord. You know, a wise priest once told me about how, you know, the miracle of loaves of fishes, you know, they brought what they had to Christ and laid it before him, and he blessed it and multiplied it. So that's what we've been doing as a conference this year, bringing the desire of our hearts to ask men to belong more deeply. We bring that to the Lord, we lay it before him, and ask him to bless it and multiply it.
And so far, he hasn't. What I'm interested in is not just the conference. That's going to be a wonderful day. But I'm interested in men going back to their parishes and establishing prayer groups for men. Very simple thing to do. You just get the Magnificat magazine that comes out each month and focus on the readings for the Mass for each Sunday. And that's all you do. You just start talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then men get a chance to get together to talk about what really is important in life. So I want to follow up.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Doctor, because that's really, the conference is the culmination of a year of parish men's ministry, and it's also the starting point for the next year. You know, everything we do in parishes should flow from the conference and flow towards next year's conference.
Absolutely.
And we've been, Joe and I have been very fortunate at Curia of Ours. We have an amazing group, the men of the Curia of Ours. We get a strong presence of about 30 guys twice a month who come to our men's meeting. And the way we structured it, really, it speaks to the heart of men. About our different meetings and how we do that. One of our meetings is called Signposts. And Joe, why don't you talk about Signposts, since you're the one who really brought it to the men's meeting.
Signposts is a curriculum. It's 52 lessons. And what we would, as we were talking about doing something for the group, it was a way for us to read Scripture, read the Catechism, and relate that to everyday life situations. And it's kind of bringing the men into it without them realizing really that, okay, we're not just sitting down and opening the Bible and reading it. Because that may turn off some of those stout men that think it's for the women. So by doing this and the diversity of our group, we have from bikers to bankers, I like to say,
mm-hmm.
and seeing the diversity of the men that are there and watching them as they grow within the group, actually sharing and bringing their life stories to us, and us being able to listen and through our life experiences, you know, helping go forward with the men's ministry.
And there's a group that meets at St. Philip and St. James at Father Saganelli's parish on a regular basis, and they have outstanding speakers who come in.
Absolutely.
And I belong to a prayer group, although I haven't gone recently, but I have gone for a number of years, at St. Mary's in Manhasset, and they get 18 men to 20 men every Wednesday morning, 7:30 to 8:30, and they talk about the scripture for the following Sunday. Mm. There are two priests who come to that group as well and fit in, and it's wonderful to hear the diversity of views that men have once they start opening up about who's God and what does God want from them.
You know what's so wonderful about it, Palmer? Because everyone gets a different message from the scriptures.
Yeah.
And they share those messages at these groups. And it's a facilitation that goes on and on and on.
That's why it's so important. And to give 1 hour a week to a prayer group relating to God where you can chat about what God means to you as a man. You know, there's a difference between women's prayer groups and men's prayer groups. And you know what? I'll tell you what it is, because I've seen prayer groups over the diocese for the past several years. Women's group, a woman will say, "Oh, I don't know why I'm here." And all the other women would gather around her and hug her and say, "Oh, it's all right, honey, you'll be fine." In the men's group, a man will say, "I don't know why I'm here." And another man will say, "I don't know why the hell you're here either." You know, and it's just a whole different way of relating. And it's important for men to be together and to talk about God. Tell us a little bit more about your conference, if you can.
Well, we basically, the thrust behind the day of the conference is a couple of things. Why are we calling men to belong more deeply? Well, we believe, as the Long Island Catholic Men's Ministry, that and from teaching from our Bishop Murphy and from the church, that the greatest act of worship we can participate in is the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. The Eucharist is the most precious gift that God has left the church, his very self. We want to call men to enter more deeply, not into just the faith, but to the mystery of God's love. It's not about just going to a sacred space and sitting there for an hour, but it's actually entering into God's heart and allowing him to touch you and to change you, to encourage men to become part of what they believe. You know, it's very important. Benedict is very fond of saying in his encyclicals and in his talks and homilies that Christianity is not a set of ideals. It's not a set of laws or rules. It's not to be found in the pages of a book. It's an encounter with a living God. And that's what we're doing in this ministry, in this conference, calling men to belong more deeply, not to a book, not to an idea, but to a personal relationship with the Lord who gives us him very self in the Eucharist and in the sacraments.
And that's so important. St. Teresa of Avila, in her book Interior Castles, talks about the inner experience of the presence of God. And she says, unless you have that inner contact in your heart with God, your religion is only going to be half a loaf. It won't be just, it will be just the external prayer. That intimate personal connection is essential for life and for your religion to mean anything.
And speaking of scripture, I just happened to turn to a page, Proverbs 9:9, and it says, instruct the wise man and he will be wiser still. Teach a righteous man, and he will add to his knowledge of learning. Mm-hmm. And that's what this is all about with the men's group.
It's sharing. How did God turn your lives around? What did he do? I know it's not on our script, but
well,
how did he do this?
You trumped me again there, Palmer. You trumped me, but go ahead.
You know, I think sometimes you just get to a point in your life where you're seeking more. The material things just don't matter anymore, and there's just a hole or an opening, and you need to find what that is. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to go back to my Catholic faith and to realize that God is there for us and how important he is in our lives. And it just makes all the things, all the blessings in our lives so much more special, knowing that why we receive these
so
blessings.
So you were reborn.
Yes.
And how about you, Anthony? I know you were reborn.
Yeah, well,
because I know your story.
You know my story. I'm not going to go too deep into it because a lot of you listeners were, you know, unfortunately, you had to hear that a couple of months ago, my story. But, you know, basically, just like Joe, I was living in the world. I bought into all the promises of drugs, alcohol, sex, what a real worldly man is all about and all that garbage. And I woke up really one day after seeing the consequences of my lust and my sin and how many lives I destroyed, you know, how many times I tried to take my own life and the violence I put on other people. And I just realized that I was made for more, and my heart was thirsting for more than what the world had to offer. And the only place to go from there was either death or Jesus Christ. And thankfully, God called to me and I answered.
And you were reborn. And you know what?
I was reborn.
That reminds me of tomorrow's gospel reading. When Jesus said, everyone has a seed, and in order for that seed to grow and blossom, it has to die. It has to be planted and die. And that's what happened to you guys.
The grain of wheat, that's right.
The grain of wheat, and it blossomed. And look what you guys are doing with it. Yeah. Look what you blossomed into.
I think there's a lot more men out there who really want to and just don't know how. So that's why we're hoping days like this conference gives them the opportunity to say, hey, look, they're just a regular bunch of guys out there, and they're doing it. So.
And that coming, and coming to the Eucharist weekly and hopefully daily feeds that grain of wheat that's in you. And all of a sudden, you'll emerge as a different person. And you'll get involved in the conversations that really have to be opened up. For example, did you know that Stony Brook University just announced that they are not going to close for any religious holidays?
Yeah.
And they talk about an attack on religion. Mm-hmm. And where are we? Why don't we say something? Where are the men? You're supposed to be stout-hearted and lead.
I think it's a huge thing. Right now, you know, I know most people don't like to hear it. Most, am I trumping you now, Tony?
No, that's all right.
No.
Guys,
he's trumping
me. You sat me here and put a microphone in front of my face, so it's your fault. Men have to hear the fact that without the sacraments, they cannot be real Catholic men. You can be a man of the world, and that's fine. If that's good enough for you, then that's fine. You do what you got to do. You feel, you know, but you need to have that strength to approach Christ and say, I am not a real man without you. And sometimes men need to have that challenge. You know, if you want the world, then you got it. But you got all the crap that comes along with it. But if you want to be a real man, Jesus Christ.
Now's the time, men, to wake up. Stop being part of the silent majority. Mm-hmm. The silent majority can no longer be silent because we're going to lose our religious rights if
That's
we
right.
are.
And, you know, it's not just Catholics who have to come back. It's those who are Christian, those who are Jewish, those who are Muslim, those who do whatever they can to try and have a relationship with God. Stand up and realize Jesus is the reason for life in this world. He died to give life to the world. You know, he is a God of impossibilities. I'm sorry if I'm wound up, but he's a God of impossibilities. Mm-hmm. And you think about it. He was born of a virgin. Impossible. Right? He suffered and died humanly and then came back to life. Impossible. He's present in a piece of bread and a cup of wine. Impossible.
Wow.
And he comes inside of each one of us and feeds us what we need to carry us through whatever trials we have in our life. People know my son died about a month ago. And usually during that month, nobody can stand and move. I know through the effect of the presence of Jesus in me eucharistically, daily, for the past 30 days, he has carried me over that trial. And anyone who's had, that's one trial, anyone who's had a trial in their life, what you do when you come to Jesus, scripturally, eucharistically, whatever way, he builds a fortress in your heart that when you comes time of need, he'll surface and carry you through it. I witness to that today, as God is my witness. I would not be sitting here because of the death of my son, but I'm here, and I'm as alive as an old man can be, but I'm here, you know? And I think you gotta look at it that way. You know, and that personal relationship is so alive. He'll talk to you. How does he talk? He'll lead you to Scripture. Tony went to Scripture, right? He leads me to get stout-hearted men as a song, a stupid, silly song.
And he's so proud of that song.
But it makes a point. There's a song that was 60 years old, sung by a guy who's been dead for 50 years, still passing it on. Hey, men, stand up and be stout-hearted and fight for what you believe in, because if you do, then great things are going to happen. And that's what you're about with your conference.
And if you don't, you're going to lose it all.
That's right.
Hey, Tony, you keep making fun of Palmer about that song, but let me tell you, a movie that's touched me with men's ministry, and you're going to laugh, but it means so much to me, and whenever I watch it, it reminds me of my call to be a real man, Mary Poppins.
Oh.
Okay.
I love that movie.
And you might not have people listening like, men's ministry, Mary Poppins, but you want to be a real man, watch Mary Poppins and try to figure out what really touched me about that when it comes to men's ministry. But
now you got me curious.
Yeah. men's group, Mary Poppins.
I'm going home this afternoon. Peter, you're coming with me. Let's watch that movie.
But you know, that's and God will find a way to get into anyone's heart if they just say yes. All you got to do is say yes. And I don't care where you've been and what you've been doing. He'll touch you. He'll pull you back. Now, men, well, I want to talk straight up. And, Trevor, I'm talking directly to you, whether you like it or not. You know, Trevor is a Pentecostal minister.
And by the way,
has a big conference coming up.
He has a gospel celebration conference coming up, the second annual benefit concert. I think it's at ACE in Preachman, and we'll be hosting this event on Saturday, March 31st. Do you want to tell us a little more something about that event?
Tell us about your event. You got a microphone there.
Come on, Trevor.
Oh, yeah. See, you didn't think you were going to work,
Come on
huh?
down, Trevor.
Tell us.
Thank you so much. We're going to be having this concert. We have a lot of artists coming through all the way from Georgia. We have a group by the name of New Purpose, Leah St. Almany, J.D. Bearers, and many, many more. We have praise dancers and praise team singers and everything. So we're going to have a wonderful time this Saturday. And we're celebrating 11 years of being on the radio.
Wow. And guess what? It's free. Free admission, Palmer.
And it begins right after the men's conference. You go to the men's conference, and then you go over to Trevor's reunion, and we'll have a great day. We'll all and the hell with the women for the day. We'll just have some fun for a change. I'm like, whoops.
Watch it.
Okay. Can I give one more?
Go ahead. Sure.
What do you call mind? Bridge for Peace is also having something on. Actually, it's today, 7 o'clock, March 24th.
Tonight
at the North Shore United Methodist Church, and they're going to be. Also having something tomorrow at 7 p.m. at St. Francis de Sales Church. They're going to be having...
And Patchwork.
And it's Lord, Is It I, is the title. And it'd be good to go.
You know, and so many things are going on just because we're in the middle of Lent and trying to draw people back. In our parish, I mentioned before the show, our pastor gave out a book to every parishioner, and you have that book. What was it again?
Actually, the book is called Rediscovering Catholicism by Matthew Kelly.
It's a great book.
It's an awesome book. It's written in very easy to understand in language. It's not highfalutin theology or anything like that. And it's something that the men's conference really wanted to do for all the people who come to the conference this year. Every man who attends the conference is going to get a free copy of this book, Rediscovering Catholicism. It's a $17 book. We're giving away free for every guy who comes to the conference. You got to stay to the end, though, to get the book.
I'll be there. And by the way, you know, I got
it. You don't get a book.
I get
a vendor. You're
I get everything.
You don't get a book.
But that book starts out with a story about a blood disease taking over and killing everybody all over the world, and they're trying to find an antidote. And they were testing people to see if they had blood that was free and pure, and they found one child, and they said, oh, wow, and they went out to the parent and said, he's clean, and we can use his blood, and they said, well, you know, how much do you want? We want all of it, and of course, it's a parallel to Jesus, coming into the world.
Yes. By the way, Anthony has a book, which I got a free copy of, your book that you wrote, and I use it. Your dad gave it to me?
That's right. It's called Love and Mercy. And it's a book of Catholic meditations that really, you know, stem from my coming back to the church and my coming back to a life in Christ. And it's very good. It'll be available for sale at the conference. And
I got one free.
Yeah.
And by the way, confession is good for the soul. I use it in my talks. I pick out stuff and use it for my talks.
You know, this emphasis on men coming to prayer is nothing new. We have a saint of the day today who really, truly brought men to Jesus. Want to talk about him?
Yeah, and Saint is Saint Benedict. And when I got word that I should be doing Saint Benedict, I said, I don't even know anything about him. I'm going to do a lot of research on it, but how can I relate that into the men's group? And how does he fit in? I don't know. But you know what? He fits in so perfectly because he was a monk, a hermit. He was a twin, by the way, Palmer. And you know who else was a twin, don't you?
You are, and I told your brother that he got
the better part of the deal. So his feast day is actually July the 11th, but there are times when his feast day is celebrated on March 21st. So that's what started me on leading to him. So he's from Monte Cassino. Yeah, it's a famous mountain resort in Italy. And It's a Roman. The Romans first built a temple there to go to their god Jupiter. And then a monk named Benedict came along and rebuilt it as a Christian monastery. There's still a monastery there standing right now, but it's not the same old place.
What was the year, Tony?
529. The one Benedict built in 529 was destroyed when the countryside around it was invaded 50 years later. Afterward, it was rebuilt, then destroyed three more times. On the first of the occasions, it was again wrecked by invaders. Then an earthquake came and destroyed it. And finally, it was destroyed in 1944 during World War II. The area was occupied by the Nazi soldiers at the time, and the damage was done by bombs. But every time that monastery was destroyed, it was lovingly rebuilt, better than the original one. So to all this, the way of life of the monks who lived in that monastery, and it relates so perfectly to the men's ministry. It's a bunch of men that gave their lives up to Jesus, lived in solitude just to pray and to give adoration to Jesus. This is such a beautiful thing. Just as the monks in the Eastern Church followed and still do today the rule of Saint Basil, so the monks of today follow the rule of Saint Benedict. Basil wrote his rule in Greek. Benedict wrote his rule in Latin. He began it by saying he didn't want to make it too strict for his monks, because they'd get discouraged and they would fail to keep it. But he didn't want to make it too easy either. He wanted it to have meaning. His rule was simple. He said that his fellow monks, known as Benedictines, should meet in church several times a day to pray and to listen to the Bible readings. Bible readings, Palmer. But he said it was just as important that the monks should work. They should grow their own food, prepare their own meals, mend the monastery when necessary, and copy books in beautiful handwriting. Of course, in those days, they didn't have the press. As he said, to work is to pray. He also believed that idleness is the enemy of the soul. And there are some men out there that are idle. Unlike some monks and hermits of that time who slept little and who fasted often, Benedict said his monks should have 8 hours sleep every night and eat properly every day. He also believed that his monastery should help the people who lived in the district around it. And so isn't that what we're called to do? To help the lonely, help the poor, help the naked. Doesn't Jesus want us to do that? He also realized how difficult it was to get up for a church service in the middle of the night. When the monks rose, they led them gently encourage one another, because the sleepy ones are likely to make excuses not to get up. Isn't that normal life? It's no wonder that this strict but kind man became so popular. His rule is still followed by the Benedictine communities all around the world. He has a twin sister, as I mentioned, who also has inspired many people to take up the monastic way of living. His twin sister was born in 480 and died in 543, was his twin sister, and she became a nun living in a convent near Monte Cassino. The rules of Benedict's and his twin sister's order said monks couldn't enter convents and stay with nuns overnight. But the sister was very sick, and she asked Benedictine to stay with her because she knew she was going to die. No, he said kindly, that should be against our rule. A monk can't spend the night with a nun, even if they're brothers and sisters. She began to pray he would stay with her. Immediately, a terrible thunderstorm began. There was no question that Benedict was going back that night. What have you done? He asked. You refused my request when I asked you, she said. When I asked God if you could stay here, he said yes. And so you're here. Benedict was also without mysterious and mystic powers. One time, he used to have children come to him, and because he was so popular in town. And there was this one child who got stranded and started to walk towards the water and got stuck in the water and was drowning. And he knew it. And he sent another child, go quick, without haste. Who do you call, whatever his name was, is in the water and he's drowning. Get him. And this child ran furiously, ran up to the river, ran up to the child, pulled him out of the water, and saved his life. But what he didn't realize, that this child, in running to save the one that was drowning, was walking on the water, and pulled him out, walking on the water. And so Benedict had mysterious powers. There were so many of them, too numerous even to mention. But he was a perfect example of men love Jesus, and a perfect example that real men love Jesus.
That's right.
And that's my story, Palmer.
That's good.
And thank you for not interrupting.
I didn't, but I gave you the speed up.
I know. Yes, you did. You did. By the way, he made me cut some stuff short, but he always does that to me.
Well,
you're the executive producer. Look, I voted for you, so I have to.
But there's another part to being open to Jesus as a man. And that is, you're called as men to pass on what you learn to your children and to others in your generation, like Benedict did within his community. And you can pass it on in a lot of ways. But that's critical. That's what we want. And Trevor, we're going to play the next song just to set up the second half of
here
the show.
Here it comes, everybody.
This is Anthony.
Listen up.
Anthony and Joe and Tony and John. And this is Palmer Pascal.
We are standing on the shoulders of the ones who standing on the shoulders His power with the saints His cross proclaim. We are standing on the shoulders of the ones who came before us, true believers in His glory, righteous armies, noble chorus. We are standing.
That's what Benedict was about in 539, and what the apostles were about at 0000.
And that's what Anthony and Joe were about
that's
with their
right,
men's
at the
group.
Conference. How do you guys pass it on?
You know, it's funny that you're bringing that up. This year we actually have one of the members from the committee, his son, is going to be the lector at the Mass this year at the conference.
Oh, how nice.
So it's just another way of bringing the
very nice, bringing it all
to
together.
The youth, yes.
By the way, what we forgot to ask is, what's the admission cost to this conference?
Well, right now online, you can buy tickets for $30 at www.catholicmensministry.net. And it's $30 for the day. That's the admission, and it gets you in. There's great vendors. Like I said, we're giving out a copy of Rediscovering Catholicism. You're going to get a free copy of the Magnificat and their Lenten Companion for Holy Week. It's a great day and a great price.
Going to be vendors with a lot of religious articles.
Yeah.
Palmer's going to be there signing autographs. I'll be there, but don't worry, I'm not signing autographs.
But, you know, we really have to think about how are we passing it on. How are, now, we're going to try and get some men to show up. And I know you got over 450 men right now, and we want to get at least 1,000, right? And we're going beyond our little requirement today of one convert a show.
Yes.
We want 550 converts to come out
yes.
and to come to the
Absolutely.
Conference next week. It's a dynamite day.
It is.
And then once we capture them, and you got great speakers there, and you end up with Father Herculio from Holy Redeemer in Freeport, and Holy Redeemer is a very, very special place in my heart because they have adoration there, adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, 24 hours a day, every day. And sometimes when you can't sleep at night, this happened to me many times in my life, I'd pop in my car and I would drive a half an hour and go to Freeport and spend an hour in adoration. And you go in all loaded up with stuff, and you come out with peace. You got to get a key. You pay $5 for a key to the door. And then you go and you pray. For Father Herculio, it's wonderful. You want to talk a little bit about him?
Yeah, Father Herculio, I actually met when I first converted to the faith. I joined his youth group over at St. Ignatius when he was there. And I'm just very touched by his passion and his ability to really relay it in a vocal manner. His preaching is fantastic. And he really is able to talk and to get to your heart. And that's what the day is about. It's not about, you know, training men to be theologians. This is a day where we're on the level of the average guy. And listen, you know, this is what we need. We speak to them in language they understand. One saint who's really touched my life is the story of Saint Boniface. And there's one thing he did in his life that I absolutely loved. Boniface was in a pagan area. I believe it was in Germany. And the pagans in this area worshipped a sacred oak tree. And Boniface, with his group of priests that were with him, walked up to this oak tree in the middle of their worship ceremony, when they were worshiping the sacred tree, with an axe in his hand. He didn't preach, he didn't say anything, and he chopped the tree down right in front of their faces and built a chapel with that tree. Now, this wasn't one chop. This took probably hours to do. But the pagans were so mesmerized by the fact that he was this Catholic priest overcoming their sacred tree that they all converted. You know, and that story is just like today we're called to chop down those false gods and to pass on that, listen, what you're worshiping, what you're believing in, what you're giving your heart to, is a false god. And we take that experience that they've had with that, and we bring it to the Lord, and we truly, truly give them that new experience of following Jesus Christ.
And you have Greg Willits. And tell people who Greg Willits is.
Greg Willits is the host of the Catholics Next Door radio show. His show is a little bit smaller than your guys.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit smaller.
What do you mean smaller?
So the Catholics Next Door on Sirius Satellite Radio. The Catholic
I listen to him. He's great.
He co-hosts a show with his wife. And he's a real Catholic guy. He's a Catholic guy with five children. With he's worked in the world. Now he's doing ministry full time. He's the founder of RosaryArmy.com, which is an apostolate that gives free rosaries to people. He does a total consecration apostolate. He does a new evangelizers apostolate, and he's coming to talk to us about why Catholic families need strong Catholic men, mm-hmm. and really just like you said, passing on, building that foundation, starting from a father's heart, and passing on to his children.
And that's wonderful. And you know, the internet is the way we can get to our young people, to pass it on to them. Greg Willits is on the internet with his show.
Yes, he does a lot.
And you can get it online with podcasts.
His website is www.newevangelizers.com.
And Palmer, don't forget Alive 365.
Live 365. I have a radio station, believe it or not, online.
There you go.
And people go to live365.com and type in Alive in Love. And you get our radio shows, and you get workshops, you get guests, you get music, and it's live 24 hours a day online.
Wow.
And the idea is, hey, we got to get to these young people. You're on Facebook.
That's it.
How do you get to people through Facebook?
We have, we just basically post a lot of different things on the Facebook feed. We get people to follow what we're doing. I'm on Twitter as well for our men's group. And I'm able just to reach the guys in the group who walk around with those iPhones, and, I send something out, and they get it right away.
How come you never asked to be my friend?
I don't know, Tony. I just figured I am your friend.
Okay. One of the gifts of God is wisdom. So maybe you were operating under wisdom.
Palmer never asked me either.
We also have one more awesome thing at the conference. Last year, Dr. Palmer, you were the recipient of the Monsignor Cassane Award.
Yes, thank you.
And we do have to give an award out every year. I know you probably thought you broke the mold and you were the last guy that was going to receive it, but we are giving it out to someone different.
Good.
It's a beautiful, wonderful. It's a beautiful award.
It's a wonderful award.
This year is Deacon Frank Garibaldi.
Yes.
Oh,
we know him well. He's been on the show several times.
We're honoring him because of his dedication to the people who are wounded by abortion by doing Rachel's Vineyard.
Wonderful.
Retreats. And
wonderful.
He's actually starting to bring it into the prisons on Long Island now, to the men in the prisons.
Yeah.
Rachel's Vineyard retreats. We'll be honoring him as well at this year's conference.
Very good.
And we have a silent guest who sits here every week at our show. He's not going to say anything. We're not going to embarrass him now. But Peter comes every week and helps us. And afterwards, we talk over the show. And he asks the questions then that he had
questions
in his mind all during the
questions.
Show. But it's wonderful. It's wonderful. First of all, we need Peter. We thank him for his help.
Thank you, yes.
Because there's a lot that he
does. I can never do all this.
Well,
and you.
Yeah, but that's what the show is about, passing it on. That's what we have to do. When you get God's love, it's not meant to be hoarded. It's meant to be shared. And we have a piece. Do you have anything else you want to say on the conference? Go ahead.
I'd just like to say, as far as passing it on, it's very important on how we act as men and the fact that the youth see what we do and how we act. And I think by that example, it raises their questions, and if it just opens a dialogue for them to ask us what we're doing and why we're doing, then we've started the language for passing it on.
Right. Yes, absolutely. And you set the example.
Right.
And they know. I mean, you guys actually converted. You guys had a conversion, a witness story, and so there's hope for all these kids out there that they can come back to
Without
the church.
A doubt.
And if on Sunday the father of the house says, we're going to church, mm-hmm. we're going to church.
Absolutely.
I don't care about the news hours or whatever, discussion, politics or anything else, or football or baseball or sports, Little League. We're going to church. Mm-hmm. And that's how you pass it on.
That's
you do
the
it right in your house. And it's so, so very important. We do a piece on the show. Did you have anything else you wanted to say?
I just wanted to throw the website out there one more time.
Go right ahead.
www.catholicmensministry, all one word, .com. CatholicMen'sMinistry.com. You can buy your tickets there, and even if you're listening to this, you want to buy tickets to someone else, that's possible, or even donate to us. We need funds to keep doing these conferences every year, and you know, if you could donate to our cause, that would be fantastic. You can find links to do that on our website as well.
Also, do you have a phone number they can call if they have any questions, and can they pay at the door?
You can pay at the door. It's $35 at the door. The phone number to call is 516-817-0246.
One more time.
516-817-0246.
Okay. Good. And we're going to stop now doing our straight, bold commercial.
Well, I have one more commercial. Quickly. Uh-oh. Well, I'm going to announce that we're going to start a show of the month episode going on where we'll send out one show of the month, the best show that you want. Anyone wants it, they can email us.
Okay.
And I know I never say anything, but I'd like to say thank you, Dr. Palmer, for your kind words, but really I'm privileged to be here.
Okay, great, okay. Peter. But we thank you. We pray for people who send us petitions, and that's what we're going to do right now.
Yes.
And we ask Jesus to come into our hearts and to come into the hearts of every listener. Every woman who is there without a husband, who's out doing something else, talk to him. Talk to him when he comes home. And so that he puts aside next Saturday and comes over to Trinity High School and is touched by the presence of God and learns to belong to Jesus more deeply so that he can do that in his family. And any man who is listening, and if this is the first time you hear about the conference, man up. Man up. Jesus, send your spirit to them to man up so that they come to the conference. Come to the conference. And we pray also for all of those who have sent us the petitions. The power of love, the power of the Spirit, touch those with illnesses and those out of work. And those who have broken relationships and broken hearts, and those who have lost loved ones. There's so many needs that people have. And yet we know you, Jesus, can touch them all. You can touch them, Lord, now. Jennifer and Jennifer, Jennifer. And in my heart, I hear. I am sending the Holy Spirit out across these wavelengths to the hearts of every man who is in earshot. Get off your fannies and come out to the conference next week. I want to see you there. I want to talk to you there. I want to touch you there. And I want to change your life. Stand up and come. Stand up for what you believe. Praise you, Lord, and we thank you. Any other petitions?
Yeah, we give you praise and glory and thanks, Jesus, for the wonderful cures that we're hearing on the petitions on our show. We give you thanks for Lou for the miraculous cure. Thanks for Mike for his cure. Thanks for Frank. Thanks for all those that you've cured, all those that you've found jobs for, and all those that you've taken under and put your arms around them for your love. And we thank you, Jesus. And we send our love to you and to all our petitions.
And we're going to move right on to the closing song, because if you're touched by God, you will arise in his love.
Arise, arise, take your place, be enthroned on our praise. One thing we ask of you, one thing that we desire, as we worship you, Lord, come and change our lives. Arise, 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 take your place, be enthroned on ask of you one thing that we desire, that as we worship you, Lord, come and change our lives.
People, do we have out there tonight? Sing this with me.
We lift you up, we lift you up, we lift you up on our praises.
Yeah,
we lift you up, we lift you up, we lift you up on our praises.
Come on,
we lift you up.